Hello, and welcome to Engage with the Bible. It's good to have you with us. Today's text is taken from Proverbs chapter 2, and we're reading verses 1 to 8.
My son, if you accept my words and store up my commands within you, turning your ear to wisdom and applying your heart to understanding, and if you call out for insight and cry aloud for understanding, and if you look for it as for silver, and search for it as for hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord, and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom, and from his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He holds victory in store for the upright. He is a shield to those whose walk is blameless, for he guards the course of the just, and protects the way of his faithful ones.
Our focus is on verse 6. For the Lord gives wisdom. Wisdom in hindsight is one of life's frustrations. If only we'd known beforehand. The writer of Proverbs links wisdom with knowledge and understanding. Human wisdom will always be limited by our lack of knowledge and understanding. But the wisdom available here is sourced in an omniscient Lord God. In Daniel chapter 2, human wisdom is useless in the face of Nebuchadnezzar's unreasonable demand. But Daniel and his friends turn to the Lord for help. After a night of prayer, they can declare, "There is a God in heaven who reveals mysteries." They are given the knowledge and understanding, the wisdom spoken of here in Proverbs. How often we need God-given wisdom to know what to say, how to act, what to decide. Times with family, friends, work colleagues, or simply with life itself. Whatever situations we encounter today, let's ask the Lord to guide and direct us to act and speak wisely. A prayer. Omniscient God, please be with us through today, and give us your wisdom to act and speak in a way that honours you and blesses others. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.